Philippians chapter 1. I want to share just a quick thought. We're running out of time here tonight. I knew that was going to be that way, and so I won't have a long thought here tonight, but just want to share something, probably one of the passages I go back to often. Philippians is one of my favorite books to study. You've probably heard me say that before, and Philippians, and really all the prison epistles that Paul wrote are some of my favorite books to study, because Paul was in the deepest, darkest prison, writing these epistles, writing these letters to the churches, trying to encourage them and help those believers. And I've really am preaching tonight or speaking tonight to our young people who went to camp, but you as well who are here tonight. This is for you and all of us. And this is a prayer of Paul that I want to look at for just a minute and give you just three thoughts from this prayer in chapter 1 of Philippians. Let's look at Philippians chapter 1, verse 1. And get in mind here, and let me put a shameless plug on Wednesday nights. If you're not here on Wednesdays for our Bible study the pastor's doing, I encourage you to be here, going through the book of Galatians, and you can pay me later for that. Galatians has been a great study. I encourage you to be here on Wednesday. Another great prison epistle that we're studying through, and it's been really good. So I encourage you to be here on Wednesdays at 6 to go through that with us. But Philippians chapter 1, verse 1, and let's look down to verse number 11 here briefly. Philippians 1, verse 1. Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. So Paul begins to pray this prayer to the Philippian believers. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making requests with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident on this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and the confirmation of the gospel, ye are all partakers of grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you all in bowels of Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to get into verse 9, but get in mind tonight that Paul is writing this as a personal letter to encourage the believers. And tonight, I want to share just my personal prayer for our young people, the church, and really what I've been praying this week. A lot of times this week I found myself praying for our kids and praying for our church and just watching. And I'm getting to know everybody and getting to know our young people and our church. And so I'm just kind of sometimes standing off thinking what God could do. And the possibilities are endless with God in our lives, and God in these young people in their lives this week. But look at verse number 9. This is the prayer of Paul, really, what he begins to pray. Verse 9, and this I pray, notice it, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense until the day of Jesus Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. And so I find really three truths from this passage that Paul prayed, and they're simple tonight. This is an alliterated outline, if you will. I don't always do that, but they're easy to remember. They all begin with the letter D. Look at the first one tonight, verse number 9. And this I pray, notice this, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. I call this the prayer of determination, the prayer of determination. Paul was simply saying here to the Philippian believers, and my prayer is that our young people, that our people, our folks here at Bowling Springs would continue to abound in knowledge. They would continue to abound in what God has given them to do, the knowledge and in all judgment. That word abound, it really carries the idea of overflowing, more of something. Really, if you go and fill up a cup of water and it comes out, it's abounding, it's overflowing. And Paul was praying this prayer that their love for Christ and their determination to know Christ would never stop, that it would abound, that it would keep going. And my prayer tonight and this week has been that our young people here at our church and our kids and teens would abound in their knowledge of the Lord, that they would continue to get to know Christ closer and deeper and in a more personal way. As we've watched this week, as you have heard the testimonies of those that were saved and those that heard the messages, those that listened intently, I promise you, they heard the Word of God this week. It was preached. And if their knowledge hadn't grown, and really this week, it was to be surprised to me, because they heard the Word of God preached so clearly and given. And my prayer tonight is that they would determine to know Christ in a deeper way. But as I've already mentioned, we can work all we can and encourage them to get to know Christ, and we here at church and as a youth pastor, as our pastor and others, but then it continues outside these doors as moms and dads and grandparents and aunts and uncles and family members encourage your children and teenagers to continue growing in Christ. It shouldn't stop. That is the determination that Paul was praying for the Philippian believers, that they would determine to know Christ in a deeper way. You know, I was thinking this afternoon back to when Aaron and I began to date. We were just getting to know each other, but I determined to get to know her. Once I got talking to her and spending time with her and being around her, we dated apart for a little while. Our whole time we were dating, she was in Pennsylvania and I was in Virginia being a youth pastor, and we talked on the phone for a long time, but we got to know each other more and more every time. And that's how our relationship with Christ should be. That's what Paul was praying, that they would abound in knowledge and in all judgment. So the first prayer of Paul tonight is determination, determined to know Christ in a deeper, more personal way. Second of all, look at the second prayer that he prayed tonight, that verse number 10, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ. So not only did Paul pray for a determination or a prayer of determination, but he also prayed a prayer of discernment, a prayer of discernment. Now, Paul would mention a couple things in verse number 10, that ye may approve things that are excellent and be sincere. He prayed both of these. So he prayed a prayer for being genuine, being real. The idea that is something that is real, that is genuine, is to prove or to test or to examine. And so this week, as God's word was preached in the junior boot camp and in the teen services, young people, we examined our lives. We as adults examined our lives. We looked at, is my relationship with Christ real? And is it sincere? Is it genuine? And that's what Paul was praying, that they would know how to know right from wrong, and they would know what God wants them to do in this world that's constantly against them and pushing back against them. That was a prayer of Paul, that they would discern and know and approve things and see what God's word says. How do we approve things? Well, we know the Holy Spirit of God shows us things in our life that shouldn't be there. As this morning, we sensed the Holy Spirit's presence this morning in our service. God was working and moving, and if you were here in the service, you know exactly what I'm talking about, but it's the same spirit that we knew that was as real this morning was real at camp. As you saw pictures this week in the video of what a little bit of the messages and the pictures and all those things, really doesn't depict what really went on this week as the Holy Spirit of God moved across the services as he began working in the lives, in my own life, and in us as sponsors, our lives. God was showing us things that we should do and things that we shouldn't do. And that's what Paul was praying for the Philippian believers. They would know how to be sincere and know things that are excellent. And notice the third prayer that Paul prayed. Not only did he pray for determined to know Christ more, did he also pray for discernment, but thirdly, he prayed that they would declare what Christ has done in their life. Look at verse number 11. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. So Paul prayed that they would declare that the Philippian believers, the ones that he saw saved, the ones that he watched with his very own eyes, God changed and transformed their lives. His prayer was that they would declare the fruits, that they would show forth what Christ has done for them. This tonight, that's what this service is all about. It's a testimony service. It's a service to give glory to God, but to show what Christ has done in us this week, what he's accomplished in our lives this week as he has worked in many of the young people. Many of the things that were done this week, we didn't hear all of them, and we may never know them, but we've heard just a piece of what God has done. And as I watch campers get on the bus Monday morning and Monday afternoon, watch them as prepared to go, and they got excited, they got there, and as God began to work, what they were doing was they're declaring outwardly the work of God in them. And so this is Paul's prayer, they being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ. And notice the last part of this verse, unto the glory and praise of God. If anything, Paul, I think he truly desired that the Philippian believers, and my prayer as well, is that people would see Christ in us at Bowling Springs. They wouldn't see Pastor Luther. They wouldn't see Brother Kenny. They wouldn't see Bowling Springs youth group or kids or adults or folks in the church, but they would see Christ in us. They would see us declare as we go out these doors tonight and leave that we would declare unto the world what Christ has done in us. And that is my prayer tonight. And I love, as I said, Paul's prayer, because he was determined. He prayed that they would determine to know Christ more in a deeper, more intimate way, that they would be discerning and knowing right from wrong. We can help and do all we can, but God's word can be a map for us to understand those truths, but then that we declare to Christ what he has done in us. Let's never stop letting God work in us. You know, as we hear all these testimonies tonight, and it's easy for us to sit back and say, man, God did a great work, but we here at church tonight, God should be working in our lives as well, too. My prayer tonight is that God wouldn't just stop working in our young people's lives, that in our kids' lives, in my life, but God would continue to work in this church in the days ahead. And what would you say tonight your life is all about? If we came around tonight and talked to your friends, your family, they would say probably you're about something. There's something you're all about. Maybe you're about family. That's great. I am too. I love my family. I miss my girls. We're going to get them tomorrow. I'm looking forward to seeing them. But I miss my family. I miss them. I love my family. I know you do too. I love our church. I love our church family. But what would you say your life is all about? Paul's prayer for the church was that they would be determined, they would be discerning, and they would declare unto the world what God has done in them and through them.